This podcast is supported by 23andMe.co.uk, a personalised genetic service available in the UK. The 23andMe genetic analysis is based on a small saliva sample. People in the UK can learn about their genetic information that published studies associate with conditions like blood clotting, cystic fibrosis, and even response to certain medicines. More information is available at 23andme.co.uk.
Salutations, Mets fans, and welcome to this week's edition of Amazing Avenue Audio, the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro, and with me this week is Steve Sipa and Aaron York. Gentlemen, it is, as we record this, the evening of April 20th, so in that spirit, if you were in the state of Colorado or Washington, what Met would you like to legally imbibe cannabis products with?
Steve, you want to go first?
Sure. It's a toss-up for me. I think one possibility would be David Wright, because, you know, on the exterior, he's a very calm, composed guy. So
the police officer's son.
if you let him loose, I'm sure he's a crazy party animal. The other one would be Henry Mejia, because he just seems like a chill guy to hang out with. And
he has some time on his hands.
Yeah. And he doesn't really care what he's putting in his body anyway. So.
And they don't test for that because he's on the 40, man.
Yeah. So either or.
Aaron.
Darno seems like a bro, so...
He's a Southern California dude.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Probably him. I mean, assuming Dickey doesn't count since he's not on the team anymore.
Dickey seems like the college professor you get high with in college.
Yes, like the guy
like
from
the cool professor, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so probably Darno or Harvey. Harvey would make everyone else jealous. That would make the most people jealous. He'd be like, "Yo, me and Harvey, we were having fun in Colorado." So either Darno, Harvey, DeGrom would be too cliche, I feel like.
What, the Northern Florida guy? Yeah. I do want to put a little disclaimer here before I give my answer that, of course, Amazing Avenue Audio, Amazing Avenue, SB Nation, and Vox Media in no way advocates the illegal consumption of cannabis products or the abuse thereof legally or illegally.
Of course.
I'm very happy that neither of you picked Lucas Duda, because he always seems to be the answer to this question. But I can't imagine him being more like sort of Lucas Duda-y than he is now.
That's a good point.
So I don't know if the pot would exacerbate that or take him wildly in another direction. Or
he'd become like some sort of mad genius. Hmm.
But I am going with Kirk Nieuwenhuis. I feel like that is a man that you could have some fun times with.
I like Kirk.
I was going to sort of do like a crazy reversal here and set it all up like it was going to be a 420 question and then ask which Met would you like to travel back in time with to kill Hitler?
I'd pick the same people.
But yeah. I was worried it would just sort of like devolve into me comparing Mets players and managers past and present to Doctor Who characters. Is what that would end up happening.
That might be its own podcast.
Yeah, and really the only answer you really come up with is Kai Gronauer, since he's German and speaks German. Like anybody else, I feel like you just run into trouble immediately. I don't know if Kai Gronauer is still with the organization. He's probably somewhere. I mean, there's a spot opened up in Vegas. I can see him popping up there. That's what seems to happen.
that kind of podcast conversation would probably bring up Moberg, and any conversation that brings up Moberg is okay in my book.
I think we would have to be stoned in order to have that conversation, too, so it works on two levels. This is Amazing Avenue Audio, episode 114. I confirmed this twice. I found two separate sources to confirm the Mets have the best record in the National League. So I'm going on air with it.
That's crazy.
Sources familiar with the organization's one-loss record. They're 10-3. But because it's the Mets and we're Mets fans and we can't have nice things, we're not going to start with that. We're going to start with the two major injuries that happened as the Mets were becoming 10-3. To all you baseballs out there, please stop hitting Mets players. Travis Darno will be out a few weeks with a broken fifth metatarsal. That's pinky for you non-injury experts at home. And Dre Blevins will miss a couple months or so with a fracture in his pitching forearm. Hansel Robles and Kevin Plawecki have been called up from Vegas to take their spots on the roster, so we'll talk a little bit about that. We will talk about the Mets being good. Maybe. Maybe. And then we'll answer your emails. So it's a jam-packed show. A lot of this is my fault, because I joked on sort of the podcast thread last week, and then we'd have nothing to talk about, because I don't know what to talk about when the Mets are good. But the agenda took care of itself very quickly.
Yep.
So we will start with the two injuries I outlined a minute or two ago. No real surprises here. The Mets made the right move. They brought up Kevin Plawecki to be their full-time catcher or something thereabouts, starting this week with the series in Atlanta to take Darno's spot. Hopefully it'll only be a month or so. And I mean, as of yesterday, when I was sort of writing the Kevin Plawecki primer for the site, it looked like it might be a little bit longer than that. But regardless, Kevin Plawecki is the man. So how are our feelings about this, gentlemen?
It's good that they hung on to him during the winter. Because
they're talking like he was completely untouchable, which I don't think was necessarily true.
He can't have been completely untouchable just because of Darno, because he was considered a top five of their prospects, and considering he was part of every single trade rumor brought up by experts, brought up by people who were just speculating. You know, Plawecki was a part of any package that was going for Tulowitzki, that was part of any package that was rumored to be going to any other player, and now it turns out they really need this guy, so prospect hoarding might not
prospect hugging
pay out. In the long run, it paid off. It's paying off in this case, so no regrets there, and hopefully he'll continue hitting in the majors for now.
I mean, the idea that they kept him because Travis Darno is injury prone, I mean, they kept him because they have no catching depth behind Travis Darno. Travis Darno has just had a series of unfortunate events happen to him over the last couple of years. I mean, I know he had a back issue, I think, back when he was in the Toronto system in AA, but really since then it's just been a series of freak incidents, the latest of which getting hit on the hand with a pitch.
Last year was a foul ball off the toe.
It's possible so he's just like Mr. Glass, but
yeah, it's not soft tissue stuff. It's just he keeps getting hit by baseballs.
I mean, which when you're a catcher is a thing that can happen. Yeah. I don't think either of them came while he was catching. They both came while he was at the plate.
Right.
Also pitchers should stop hitting Mets players in the hand.
Yes.
That would be nice. So I think Plawecki's fine for sort of holding down the fort in the interim. I mean, he was the best option because there's no anything behind Plawecki. I mean, I really think the second best catching prospect in the system is Ally Sanchez, who's, I think, still 17 years old. He might be 18. He'll probably come stateside this year for the Complex League team or Kingsport. So it is good that they kept Plawecki, just because, you know, normal catcher attrition. I don't want to put too much stock in Darno being injury prone specifically, but even normal catcher attrition, you know, he's going to miss 3 weeks. That's the thing that happens, and you'd rather have Kevin Plawecki there than Anthony Recker. I will say, and I wrote a little bit about this in the piece, I think he'll hit. I think the bat will play. I think the bat is certainly major league ready. People